This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Joliker, in for Lisa Mullins. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu is outlining what she says is a new phase in dealing with the longstanding problems stemming from addiction and homelessness in the area of the city known as Mass and Cass. The mayor's new strategy includes an ordinance she'll file next week. It would allow police to remove tents from the area near the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and Melnia Cass Boulevard. It will need approval from the city council to go forward. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following the story and joins us. Hi, Deb.
Hello.
So what are the specifics of the mayor's ordinance?
Well, the mayor says the ordinance would allow police to remove the tents of people who've been offered housing and storage for their belongings and transportation to a place to stay off the streets. Police and social workers would go to the tents. They would help find services for those inside. And once that happened, they would then remove the structures. Wu says basically she has to act because increasing violence near an encampment on Atkinson Street has resulted in public health outreach teams no longer going to that area.
When we are taking such serious steps to curb the public safety concerns, that means that there will be some serious disruption as well in the dynamic for people who have been used to gathering and congregating at Mass and Cass. And for those who are conducting criminal activity, that disruption is certainly warranted, and we will not be tolerating illegal activity.
Deb, didn't the city face criticism and legal action before when trying to have police take away the tents?
Yes and yes. But Wu says this time it would be different.
I want to be clear and acknowledge that the city of Boston's so-called law enforcement sweeps in the past have not been successful. That is not what we are trying to replicate.
Wu says now there's more infrastructure in place to direct people to housing and services to get them help. She also says there are ways to ensure that people's belongings are protected as required by law. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts says it's going to wait to comment in detail until it sees the ordinance next week, but it did issue a statement saying that unhoused people have due process rights and, quote, cities and towns cannot target people for criminal law enforcement operations just because they are sleeping and taking shelter outside.
And the mayor's new strategy also includes a plan to put up 30 temporary shelter beds at the Boston Public Health Commission's offices on Mass Ave. Is that already being criticized, I understand?
Already. Today, Wu emphasized those beds would be temporary, but the neighborhood group, the South End Forum, has already written to city councilors urging them not to approve this new strategy of the mayor's. Steve Fox, who is with the South End Forum, says a temporary shelter on Mass Ave is just moving problems to another nearby area of the city.
You're moving them out of Mass and Cass, but you haven't accommodated where they're going to go. And, you know, they're not going to disappear. And that's the most important thing that I don't think has yet been addressed.
Of course, Fox is concerned about people then congregating or perhaps moving tents to the South End. The mayor's plan, we should say, Lynn, also involves closing the engagement center on Atkinson Street, which draws about 200 to 300 people a day. That center offers meals, showers, medical and harm reduction services, and information about treatment and housing and programs, and the services there would go to the Mass Ave location where the temporary shelter is.
And just to clarify, that would be a temporary closing of that engagement center?
That's right.
And local law enforcement leaders were on hand for Mayor Wu's announcement today. A little over a year and a half ago, the mayor said she would approach Mass and Cass as a public health crisis, not a public safety problem. So is this a change for her?
Well, the mayor today was accompanied by Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox, Suffolk County DA Kevin Hayden, and Commissioner Cox said police have seen double-digit increases in gun arrests and assaults in the Mass and Cass area, and he says the tents are helping to shield criminal activity. DA Hayden said he received $1 million more for his so-called Services Over Sentences program, which provides treatment and services to those charged with low-level nonviolent crimes in exchange for perhaps dropping those charges. So Wu says these are examples of the infrastructure needed to help, and this isn't a change from a public health strategy. She says it's a new effort to deal with public safety concerns.
It's a tough situation all around. WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you.
You're welcome.